We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The book they say the experts cannot do without, Phil Steele with his football guide. It's new for 2021. It is out now, and now we're pleased to be joined by Phil over the phone. And Phil, it's great to talk to you in Alabama. How's everything going?
You know, everything's going great, Roger. A heck of a lot better this summer than last summer at this time when we're wondering if we're even going to play football. So everything is sunshine and rainbows right now.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And what can you tell us about the publication of the book and just all the research you did getting ready for it, how different it was compared to last year?
Yeah, a lot better this year. You know, last year we had some first-year head coaches who I talked to, and they said, Phil, you know, I'd like to tell you more about the players, but I haven't met them yet. I haven't even had a spring practice. This year I got to talk to about 110 of the 130 head coaches, and, you know, everybody had full spring under their belt already and knows the players inside and out. So that was probably the biggest change, that and the fact that we're pretty sure we're going to be playing football this year, whereas last year there were some question marks at this time. And then, of course, there was the schedule changes that happened. Now, we spent about 7.5 months working on this magazine. We actually started back in November. We sent the final page to the press at the start of June, middle of June, I should say. And they're already back and out on the shelves already. It was the quickest turnaround we've ever had.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And you mentioned you spend so much time talking with coaches. What are those meetings like? And did you have a chance to catch up with Coach Saban here at Alabama?
I did not get to talk to Coach Saban this year. And generally, and probably one of the reasons is my interviews with the coaches are a little different. It's not the, you know, hi, tell me about the team. I'd send them over my two full pages of each team, and we go over every player on the team. They generally take about an hour to an hour and a half. And so it's a pretty in-depth and long phone conversation, but I learn a lot about the different positions for each team, learn a lot about the players, and it really helps because I'm on all the award committees out there, and I get a lot of good information from the coaches.
You certainly do, and that leads to all the detailed rankings you have of the different players. I mean, those early pages in the Phil Steele preview, we really get to know college football, and you got to be really proud of those pages, and especially how a lot of your predictions and rankings kind of stack up once we get into the season.
Yeah, that's been the big thing, is, and it's something I take a lot of pride in, is the accuracy of the magazine. You know, for example, our surprise teams have done extremely well. Last year, my number one surprise team was Texas A&M, and the surprise team's a non-top 10 team I think can make the playoff. They're coming off a five-loss season. Heck, they were there on Selection Sunday. It was Texas A&M or Ohio State. They almost made it the year before. The number one surprise team was Utah, and had they won the Pac-12 title game, they would have made the playoff. So very, very pleased with the accuracy of the magazine. But it better be that accurate if I spend 365 days working on college football, right, Roger?
Absolutely, and I was about to say, I believe you had Ohio State number one, Alabama number two going into last year, or Clemson may have been there as well, but all of those teams ended up being in the mix. You got to be proud of the results from last year, especially.
Yeah, and what a year it was for Alabama, you know, to have your number one receiver go down mid-season, and the guy who was the number two receiver at the time wins the Heisman Trophy, and your quarterback's in the mix at the end of the year with a 41-4 ratio, and offensive line wins the Joe Moore Award, and top running back wins the top running back of the year award, and it was just a great year for Alabama last year.
Certainly was, culminating in a national championship. But that was in 2020, Phil. Now we're looking ahead to 2021, and you've previewed the season in your magazine for this year. Where does Alabama kind of fall in the preseason top 25 and the look at the SEC that you have?
Well, they will be the number one team in the country in the AP poll coming into the year. And all you have to do is look at the position ratings that I have for Alabama. I mean, even though they have a first-year starting quarterback in Bryce Young, I still rate him number 16 among the quarterback positions in the country. They lose their star running back, Najee Harris, but I rate the running backs number 6 in the country. They lose 2 first-round draft picks at wide receiver. Sounds familiar. Did the same thing last year. I've got them number 12 at the wide receiver position. They lose 3 starting offensive linemen, but I still rate them the 6th best offensive line in the country. And then defensively, I think, is where we're going to see the biggest improvement for Alabama. I mean, you know, last year and the year before, they gave up 352 yards per game last year. That's high for Alabama. I don't think that's going to happen this year, even in the era of high-flying offenses. They have my number 5 rated defensive line in the country, number 1 set of linebackers in the country, number 1 set of defensive backs in the country, and then to top it off, they have my number 1 set of special teams in the country. So despite the losses, despite the fact everybody in the country this year, and to give you a little insight, Roger, when I talked to the coaches, almost every coach this year was saying, hey, this is the deepest team we've ever had. We go 3 deep in the spring. We've got experience all over the place. You look at the Pac-12, for example, the Colorado's got 16 returning starters this year. That's the 2nd fewest in the Pac-12. Everybody else got 17, 18, 19, 20 starters coming back. Bama only has 11. They're among the least experienced teams in the country, but they're still among the very most talented. So I think it's a no-brainer. Alabama will be favored in every game this year, run their favorite streak to 92, and make the playoff once again.
And I believe you have a slight edge to Oklahoma in your preseason poll. Can you tell us why that is?
Probably due to the fact that when you look at Oklahoma compared to Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State, I think Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State are 3 teams that all lost a bunch to the draft and all have inexperienced quarterbacks. Well, Oklahoma is the opposite. They've got 15 returning starters coming back. They've got a veteran quarterback, and we know what Lincoln Riley can do when he's got a veteran quarterback. 2 of them won the Heisman Trophy out of the 3 that he's had. And defensively, they're actually going to pack a defense this year, which is, it got better last year. You know, last year they only gave up 351 yards per game, ironically about the same number as Alabama, but they've got 8 starters back on D. So they've got the defense, they've got the offense, they've got the easier schedule. I think when you look at Alabama, they have to play Texas A&M on the road this year. They have to play Auburn on the road this year. They'd have to get past Georgia, let's say, in the SEC title game. So it's a tough schedule for Alabama. I think Oklahoma's got a little bit clearer path, and they're a little bit more of an experienced team.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, with the Crimson Tide, let's take a look at the SEC. Of course, you have Alabama, of course, firmly at the top of the SEC. But who could be some challengers? First of all, from the SEC West, what are you seeing with the rest of Alabama's division, Phil?
I think there are two teams in the West that can challenge Alabama. And naturally, Roger, I really went out on the limb picking Alabama to win the division this year. But those two teams, number one would be Texas A&M. And A&M, their two weaknesses is the fact they've lost four starters off the offensive line. And they've got a brand new quarterback. But I think Haynes King can put up similar stats to what Kellen Mond did last year. And talking to Coach Fisher, going over the team with him, he told me last year at the end of the year, Phil, our offensive line for next year is going to be better than this year's offensive line. And last year's offensive line was one of the top three in the country in the Joe Moore Award. They only have one starter back, but by the time they play Alabama, it'll be week six. They'll have plenty of time to get together and gel, and I think that's going to help them. And I think A&M gets that game at home in College Station if anybody's going to get past Alabama in the West, which is doubtful, but it would be Texas A&M. The other team that's up there is LSU, and LSU last year was the least experienced team in the country. Only five returning starters last year, two on offense, three on defense, lost a boltload of players in the NFL, had some key opt-outs. This year, they're my number two most improved team in the country. I think they'll be back to double-digit wins this year. They do have to play Alabama on the road. They do play Texas A&M at home. They also host Florida. But I can see them getting the double-digit wins. I just don't think they're going to really challenge Alabama on the road in Tuscaloosa in that game. I think the Tide wins that one.
Another team that Alabama is going to be hosting from the SEC West, the Ole Miss Rebels, certainly gave Alabama all they could handle last year in Oxford. What can you tell us about our old friend Lane Kiffin and what the Rebels may have this year?
Yeah, 42-42 in the fourth quarter. How about that? I don't think a lot of folks expected that. And that was his first year with very little spring practice. This year, 17 returning starters. Ole Miss actually has an improved defense. Now, it is nowhere near Alabama's defense, but it is much improved over last year. And offensively, you know Lane Kiffin's going to put some points on the board. He's got Matt Corral back at QB, Jerrion Ealy, Snoop Connor, Henry Parrish at running back, a veteran offensive line. So it's your same explosive offense. I think Alabama probably be a little more prepared for that game this year and a little more play it more towards an A game level.
Well, last year the schedule included Georgia on the schedule for Alabama, so they had that matchup in Tuscaloosa, and then the Crimson Tide, after winning the West, met with the Florida Gators in Atlanta for the SEC championship game. This year, Alabama goes to Florida, coming up in Gainesville in mid-September. No Georgia on the schedule. Could Alabama be seeing Georgia down the road in the championship, or could it be another matchup with the Gators coming up?
Yeah, I think Georgia's the team that's going to win the East this year for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're very talented. You know, defensively with Kirby Smart, they're always going to have one of the best defenses. I rate them number three. And last year, JT Daniels took over as the starting quarterback towards the end of the year. They went from averaging 29 points per game to 37 points per game in his starts. They've got a loaded running back room, outstanding offensive line, one that I rate number seven in the country. And then Georgia's got the schedule. I mean, they only play three SEC games on the road, three true games, and that's against Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Auburn, which has a first-year head coach. The Florida game is, of course, in Jacksonville. Florida lost more. They only have 10 returning starters coming back. Florida's got the tougher schedule. They drop both Alabama and LSU out of the West. Georgia avoids both those teams. I think you look at Georgia's schedule this year, if they can get past Clemson in the opener, and that game looks like a toss-up right now, they'll be favored in all the rest of their games. I think an Alabama-Georgia matchup in the SEC title game could be like their previous matchups. And you go back to 2018 when they met 35-28. You go back to that playoff that they had, you know, the overtime win for Alabama. I think that would be a very good game. Georgia's a loaded team. I rate them number five in the country this year.
So that could be a matchup coming up in the SEC championship game near the end of the season. But Phil, let's talk about the beginning of the season real quick for the Crimson Tide, starting in that same building, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, with the Miami Hurricanes. I understand you're pretty high on the Hurricanes coming into this year.
You know, I am. And the key for Miami, they got to get De'Ara King, their starting quarterback, back 100% healthy. Remember, he made the announcement last year, hey, I'm coming back for my extra year, and Miami fans were thrilled, and then he suffered an ACL in the bowl game. I do think he'll be close to 100%. They've got 19 returning starters coming back. I think Miami's a threat to potentially win their division this year. But last year when they stepped up with Clemson, let's say in week four, it wasn't really much of a contest. I think that they will give Alabama a game, but I've got the Tide about a 14-17 point favorite in that game for the fact that I believe Miami is a much improved team, one capable, winning their division, but I don't know if they're quite ready to step up on to the Alabama level yet.
So look at some of the teams around college football and in the SEC that could have really good seasons. Phil, let's take a moment and talk about some individuals. I'm not sure where you had Devontae Smith in your kind of preseason rankings for a possibility of a Heisman Trophy, but any other breakout stars you see either with Alabama or we may see in the SEC that could be having their name called in New York down the road?
Yeah, I think three big breakout players to look at are all your first-year starting quarterbacks for the three big teams. You know, DJ Uiagalelei from Clemson is a guy that's filling in the large shoes of Trevor Lawrence. He only has two starts under his belt. Has to be considered a Heisman favorite. Bryce Young has zero career starts under his belt, but he's the Alabama quarterback. He's got a great surrounding cast around him. He has to be favored. And then how about C.J. Stroud of Ohio State? How about zero career pass attempts? Yet he has to be considered a favorite if those teams all run the table. And, you know, last year, Devontae Smith, midseason, he's number two on the team in receptions until their starter goes down, and then all of a sudden he wins a Heisman. So it proved last year you can come out of anywhere to get the Heisman. I think some other players to watch this year would probably be a Sam Howell of North Carolina, Spencer Rattler of Oklahoma, and then De'Ara King of Miami of Florida. If he's 100% healthy, he could be potentially in the mix.
We love looking at the cover of the magazine, as you always have some breakout stars on there. In the last few years, a lot of Crimson Tide players, whether it's Tua Tagovailoa in 2019. Last year, Najee Harris. What can you tell us about the decision to put Will Anderson, one of Alabama's linebackers, on the cover?
Well, Will Anderson's a guy that impressed me with the fact that he can play both the run and get pressure on the quarterback. 7 sacks last year, 3.5 TFL. 52 tackles. He's a guy that NFL scouts are extremely high on. 6'4", 225 pounds. Plays that jack linebacker position extremely well. And I think he could be a dominant force this year, especially with the cast he's got around him. You can't double team a lot of players in Alabama because they are so loaded.
They certainly are part of a really strong defense for the Crimson Tide. And Phil, we're having this conversation on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. I understand you've had a great partnership with Learfield to help with the magazine this year.
Absolutely. And my good friends at IMG Learfield took over the printing operation. And here's the thing, Roger. You know, in years past, we've had the magazine printed, then we had to wait about 8 days for the truck to actually get here, 8 to 10 days after we sent the last page to the press, maybe even longer than that, for the truck to get here, and then we'd start mailing them out. The folks at IMG of Learfield were at the printer, and as soon as those first magazines were coming off the press, they were mailing them. It was remarkable turnaround time. Barnes & Noble started selling them probably about 1 week after we sent the last page to the press. So last page went to the press June 15th, and they're already on sale across the country. So I think they've done a wonderful job. It's a great relationship.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I've got the 2020 edition in my hands right now that I'm showing to our folks watching on Facebook. And the 2021 editions are out now. If you can remind us again where to pick those up. And also, what can you tell us about what you're offering online this season, as well as the digital copy?
Well, I appreciate that, Roger. It's available right now at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. And it's hit across the country right now. Should be available in your area. 352 pages. Pick it up. It's like picking up a book. And I guarantee it's got 3 to 4 times the amount of information in any other magazine. We give you 2 full pages on a team like Troy or UL Monroe. Same amount of coverage you get on Oklahoma and Alabama. So that's at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million exclusively. If you're used to going to other places and getting them, just focus in on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. That's where to pick up the magazine this year. If you go online, it's philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. You can get weekly newsletter. You can order the magazine right there, and you can even get the downloadable version to your computer. So all that available at philsteele.com. Just head there, hit the store for the magazine and other features. But Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your exclusive dealers this year.
Well, I can't wait to head there soon and pick up my 2021 preview. It's going to be going with me, Phil. First of all, the beach. I got a beach trip coming up in mid-July, and then it'll be at Bryant-Denny Stadium all over the SEC. I always keep it with me throughout the season. Just thank you for the great work that you put in, and thank you once again for visiting with us now 2 summers in a row here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Roger, it was great talking football with you once again. I enjoyed the conversation greatly.